It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me for our weekly outdoor visit. We get to do this time every week right here on KETR, and we have a lot of fun. Today, I've got a little something special for you, especially all you hog hunters, which is probably 90% of the folks that listen to me. We have a lot of hogs up here in Northeast Texas. Cleon P. Caraway with Caraway Game Calls is going to be with us here in just a little bit. Cleon is one of the few people I know that is a master at calling wild hogs. He makes some calls that perfectly duplicate the way hogs sound in the woods, and he's very good at bringing them in close. So we're going to visit with Cleon here in just a couple of minutes. I do want to remind you of the big catfish tournament that's coming up at Lake Tawakoni on March the 2nd. It's the King Cat USA tournament, and you can learn all about it if you want to go online to kingcatusa.com. That's KingCatUSA.com. It's going to be a big tournament, and I'll bet you there's going to be some 60-pound-plus blue catfish weighed in. But remember, that's March the 2nd at Lake Tawakoni. Now, today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. You can go online to biggame.org, www.biggame.org, and learn all about the Dallas Safari Club. Today's show is also made possible by Brute Box Coolers. The website is bruteoutdoors.com, and the phone number, toll-free, is 855-BRUTE-55. Well, folks, as promised, Mr. Cleon P. Caraway is standing by. We're going to talk about calling hogs. Cleon, thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, folks, I had the chance to meet Cleon. He come up to the gun show in Fort Worth last weekend, and I got some OJT with him. And my newspaper article in the Greenville Herald Banner for all the folks up in Northeast Texas and in 33 other newspapers this week is all about Cleon and how he came about designing calls that will actually bring those wild porkers out of the brush when you're hunting them. But Cleon, you've told me a lot about your history. You've got to be very, very much attuned to sound to be a call maker. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I could never be one because I don't have that ear to detect the little changes in pitch and tone. But years back, you were an accomplished lead guitar player. I'm sure you still probably are. But I guess that, you know, knowing the pitches and the tones has got to be a big plus for you for making calls.
Yes, it's really helped tremendously. Yeah, back when I was young, I got into the playing guitar, and as you know, play lead guitar, most of it is by ear, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we'd take the latest record that came down, we'd get a little 45 back then, we'd pass it around, and I'd learn my lead off of it, and usually I could learn, you know, 20, 30, 40 minutes, I'd have it all, learned, just because I was able to tell by the sound really good. And we played in the Astor Hall for the team fair down in Houston in the late 60s. And we'd play for college fraternity parties and high school graduations and all those kind of things. So we're a pretty good group. And I grew up hunting. My dad loved to hunt, and actually his dad also. And so he had me in the woods from the time I was a little kid. And so anyway, I've been around mostly Texas, though. I know all the stuff in Texas really good. And I do have a lot of relatives in the Utah area, and so they're my elk experts.
But, yeah, yeah.
But as far as anything in Texas, you know, I've done it and done a lot of it. So
well, yeah. Cleon, let's concentrate today on. We could spend hours. I could and talking with you and picking your brain. Hogs, Northeast Texas folks listening to us, we are overrun with hogs, but that's not the. That term overrun with hogs tricks a lot of people up. It makes people think that hogs are easy to hunt. They are not. I do a lot. I hunt hogs as much as most people, more than most people probably. They are smart, but when you're still hunting hogs with your calls, kind of walk us through, say you're going into some heavy cover, how you go about using your calls, the grunt and the squeal, you know, how you would, how you do it, you know.
Okay, let me set it up just to say that that I do. I've been on a property that borders the Trinity River. It's a large tract of land. It's actually bordered by a wildlife game management or game refuge area on the south side of it, several thousand acres down there. But it borders this property, and it's got 3/4 mile river frontage in Liberty County on Trinity River. It's got 9 lakes, ponds and lakes and so forth, and then it's got a creek running full length of this thing. It's about 2 miles coming, going out of the bottom, but we have a large river bottom down in there loaded with hogs. And I've been able to do a lot of experimenting and messing with these hogs for years. And basically, I go in and I find where they're freshly working. And sometimes in the fall, they'll get under these oak trees and white oak, different kinds of oak trees, start working that, and you'll see where they're rooting up, you know, the ground and so forth. And I'll find the real fresh tracks on the trails running up and down. And anyway, so I'll when I go in, I know there's hogs in the area. And one thing I found, because we love to deer hunt so much, we'll deer hunt in the morning real early, and then we'll go in, maybe get a sandwich and head out. The hogs up in the day are in the real thick area, so that's how we get, that's how we start into this thick stuff. And we'll ease in there. Now keep in mind one thing. First of all, if they see you or they know you're there or they smell you, then it's a different ball game. So you want to keep the advantage on your side. So if any of these guys that are listening that are squirrel hunters know how to still hunt squirrels, you'll understand that you're going to barely be moving along. You're going to shuffle your feet around. You want to sound like a hog that's rooting around. Then you may take a few, you'll ease forward, and you don't just walk forward. You kind of slide your feet a little bit, shuffle, ease up a little more. And then I'll mix a little grunt in. If you don't mind, I'll use my call on that.
Yeah, let's listen, folks.
Okay.
Yep.
And so I'll do a little bit of grunting that kind of puts them at ease as I'm getting into the real thick stuff. A little bit like that, and I'll keep on easing up. Now, once in a while, I'll put a little squeal in there. And those of you that have been around and be able to watch hogs know that when you get a group of hogs working around, the little pigs are bad about getting in front of the bigger ones or the sow or whatever, and she'll take her nose and just smack that hog, and you'll hear a little squeal. And so I do a little bit of that, and it kind of puts it all at ease a little more. In fact, when they hear that squeal, they'll hear that first probably. And before you know it, they're coming through the cane and through the thick stuff. They're coming towards you because they're pretty social. I'll do one little squeal here. Not like that, and then back to grunting a little bit and more, easing along. And just act like you're with your feet. You're acting like you're rooting around trying to find an acorn. And then you ease along like so. And man, it's exciting. Sometimes you just see movement. You're watching for movement up ahead. I do like to hunt the buddy system. I grew up in the Scouts and Boy Scouts, and you always use the buddy system, especially in that thick stuff. And my two sons hunt with me all the time, so usually it's one of them. But as we're going in there, we'll spot some cane moving. We'll spot, you know, something like that. One time I remember, all I saw was I saw a little movement in the hairy ear of a big old hog sticking out through some cane and stuff. And my little son, he was doing the squealer, and I was doing the grunting. And normally I'd reach over and touch him when I wanted him to do a little squeal. This time I reached over to stop him because I was afraid he was going to move, and I could see that ear. I knew that hog was right there. And when I reached over to touch him, he squealed, and when he squealed, that hog busted through the cane and was coming right at us. It scared the crud out of us.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of that story is we started shooting, and I hit him dead on the head there with a .44 mag. He slid up pretty close, and my youngest son was behind us. I looked around. He was white as a sheet, and his eyes were huge. Man, it was so exciting. That was the most exciting experience I've had of all the different times. Usually, you know, you spot them, and you can pop them, and
That one just got on top. He got right on top of you, didn't he, Cleon? You know?
He did. And when he squealed, it just excited him. And it was a boar. It just charged in there. You know, it happened so fast.
Yep.
But normally they don't do that. Normally they'll come through, and it's usually this, you know, a sow, some young ones, or what. You never know. It could be whatever. But they're real curious. They're very social. And as long as they haven't smelled you or actually seen you, they have a real good sense of smell. I don't think their sight, from what I've experienced, I don't think their sight is all that great. But their hearing is good, is pretty good, and their smell is really good. So
very, very keen smell. You know, Cleon, I've done a lot of study and interviewed a lot of people as an outdoor writer through the years about the sight. And I've really, you know, there, I'm not sure this is fact, but it's what I believe. If say you're in a pin oak flat, most people in Northeast Texas knows what that is. It's an area void of grass because water stands a lot. And then when the summertime, it'll dry up. I was hunting a pin oak flat one time, and there was a hog, a big hog, probably 250-pound boar, was on the other side, and I moved into it, and I didn't see the hog. I went about into the middle of the thing, and then the hog spotted me, and he was a good 100 yards through the trees, and he spotted my movement. So I've talked to a lot of biologists and other guys. Hogs can see movement. You know, they're definitely not like a sheep that depends on their eyesight for survival, wild sheep. But there, if you think about a hog, the position of his eyes and his low stature, you know, even a big hog, his eyes are not, 30 inches above the ground. They're just not geared up physically to be able to see above grass and stuff like that. So, you know, I think they're probably average eyesight, but they definitely, you can sneak, you can stalk them much, much easier than you can deer, can't you, Cleon?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Right. Well, definitely. So those two calls, and we're going to leave a website in a little bit where people can look at your calls, and if they need, this is huge.
I want to do one more little sound, and I use this from time to time, and what it is, it's like when one of those hogs go to poke the other one out of the way, and it might be a little bit bigger hog there, and you get a little tussle going on there. And I tell you what, that really excites them. And I throw that in once in a while, and it seems to always help bring them on over. And let me do that for you if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I did it a couple of times so you kind of get the idea.
Yeah.
So it sounds like their heads are kind of smacking each other, you know, little action going on there when he's doing that squeal. And so that's different than doing a really distressed pig squeal where he's just squalling real loud, you know. And when you get into that, and a lot of people buy these pig squealers, they think that's what they're supposed to do. They go down there and start, you know, doing that distress squeal. You're just as apt to call it a coyote as not. Mm-hmm. Now, I do the distress a little bit. Like if I shoot in one or two hogs and there's a whole group of them, they start scattering crazy all over the place like a covey of quail. Then I'll do some distress squealing, and I've had them double right back, you know, the sow, or now and again the little ones coming back, you know, for their brother or sister checking them out, you know, what's going on here. And so I use it then, but I don't just get out there and do distressed pig squeals to try to, you know, attract hogs and kill them. So.
I'm with you. Well, Cleon, believe it or not, we could spend hours talking about hog hunting and calling hogs. We are almost out of time for today's show. I want to get you back in the future. And folks can remember, if you missed some of the information on any of our shows, Cleon today will be archived later today, and it'll be on KETR.org. www.ketr.org for this show will be archived for a long time. You can go there and pick up some of the tips that Cleon or any of our other guests gives you. Cleon, what is the website for people to go and look at the calls and learn more about them?
Okay. Of course, carawaycalls.com will take you there, but it's a little easier for some people to remember wildgamecalls.com. I have both of those names, and either one will take you right into my site. I do have a phone number I can give you. It'd be 281-573-1989.
All right. Cleon, thank you a lot. I'd like you to stay on the line, and I want to pick your brain a little bit more. I told you I needed more time to get all the information from you. But thanks very much for being with us.
Certainly, Upland. I appreciate you calling.
Folks, I want to remind you today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. You can go online to biggame.org. and learn all about the Dallas Safari Club, and also by Brute Coolers. And the website for Brute Box Coolers is bruteoutdoors.com. The phone number is toll-free 855-BRUTE-55. Make sure and tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.